An estimated 160 personnel from several utility companies statewide are already on the island. They include four managers from National Grid. An estimated 220 additional people and 180 pieces of equipment are being mobilized to join them. National Grid spokesman Steve Brady says that company will have approximately 60 people soon there, as well as more heavy equipment.
We got to put equipment on a barge to get it to Puerto Rico. It's not like driving across the state line here. So this one's a bit more complicated. But health issues that they might not face going to Pennsylvania or even Florida. So we're making sure that the crews are going to be safe. They're getting all the shots they'll need before they go down.
National Grid is just one of the utilities mobilizing. Also sending personnel and vehicles are New York State Electric and Gas, Con Edison, PSEG, Avangrid, Central Hudson Gas and Electric, and the New York Power Authority. Brady says the people they are dispatching now will be there for up to 6 weeks. That means some of their families will be missing loved ones at Thanksgiving and Christmas. Brady was asked if crews appreciate that this could be seen as the spirit of the season, helping people still in dire need weeks after a hurricane.
Yeah, that's very true. It's the spirit of the season, but no matter when this sort of thing happens, our folks know that if nothing else, it could be us on the other end of that, maybe not with a hurricane, certainly, but at any given moment, any utility could need help, and as I said, that's kind of a hallmark of our business.
Brady says many National Grid crews have just come back from mutual aid jobs in Florida and the Carolinas, places from where utility companies previously traveled to assist Western New York through disasters, including the October 2006 surprise storm. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.